Okay, our friends. Well, it is just about that time. We hope that you've got some beautiful decorations in your home. You've got a bright, shiny star at the top of the tree, maybe. I don't know. We do. And our story for today is about that. It's called The Bear and the Star. It was written by Lola M. Schaefer. It's illustrated by Beth Ann Anderson. And it's read today by Mommy and... Are you ready? Yeah, let's do it. Early one December morning, Bear woke and turned towards the horizon. Do you know what the horizon is? It's where the sun comes up. Yeah.
And when the moon goes down.
And when the moon goes, yep. Mm-hmm. It is a plane that is level right in front of you. Yeah. In the distance. He turned towards the horizon to a star. A new star. Barely visible, yet larger. Barely visible, yet larger than any before. When I say barely, I don't mean bear like the animal bear. I mean barely, meaning hardly. Almost not, but a little bit visible, which means you can see it. It was time. Bear stood and began his search for a tree. A tree that would be strong. A tree that would be tall. A tree that would be the center of all to come. And then, on the top of a wind-swept hill, Bear found the tree. An evergreen, more majestic than any before. What is an evergreen tree, do you know? Yeah, some people call them fir trees or pine, different kinds of evergreens. That's because they don't have leaves that fall off of them. They have needles that stay green. Bear roared to the east, then to the west. He bellowed to the north, and then to the south. And because it was time, his call echoed through canyon and valley, between boulder and butte, across prairie and lake. And those are all different parts of the land, right? A canyon and a valley, they're very similar, right? A boulder and a butte, The prairie and the lake, those are flat. Bear lumbered through the woods and found squirrel and salamander, cardinal and raccoon. Oh, I wonder what he's going to do with these forest animals, don't you? Let's see. And from everywhere, animals came. We can see deer and foxes and bunnies and dogs and birds and mice and frogs. And as the star shined brighter, Bear roared louder than before, his voice booming across mesa and meadow, over sea and peak, from cliff and bluff. So all parts of the land are hearing the echo of the bear's roar. People put down hammer and hoe, grass and thatch, knife and rice, shield and sword. So whatever it is that the people were doing, they stopped. If they were working, or if they were growing, or if they were cooking.
Or if they were fighting.
Yeah. Especially then, I think. It was time. And all of the people have stopped I guess they've heard the bear, and so they're turning. Then they gathered mask and drum, scroll and shawl, candle and copper, flour and oil. And when I say flour, I mean the kind that grows in the garden, not the kind that you cook with. Why do you suppose they're taking flowers and all these things? Candles and such. Let's find out. Let's find out. The star rose higher in the sky. People brought friend and neighbor, son and daughter, mother and father, and faraway family. Why are they taking all of their friends?
And family.
And family. What is going on here in this? What's going on in this story? From city and farm, across ocean and desert, from mountain and island, to the tree that grew stronger and taller under the star, a star larger and brighter than any before, because it was time. Time for what? I have to know. For peace. And in the picture, we can see a mommy with her baby.
And a deer.
Mm-hmm. All of the beautiful things in this world come together.
I think that here's a word that I really like to say.
Mm-hmm.
I'll use it in a sentence.
Okay.
I think that deer stands for diminuendo.
Diminuendo? Oh, goodness. Okay, well, can you tell our friends who are listening what diminuendo means?
It's a piano word.
A musical term, yeah. What's it mean? To diminish, to get smaller, softer, lighter.
Oh, so this means dwindling. So this is
diminuendo. Yeah, to get smaller and softer. So I think what this story is telling us is that for Christmas, people can come together and choose to be peaceful and loving and celebrate beauty and life and love and the gift that is this Christmas season, being together. Yeah. Family and friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Life.
I jingle bell, I jingle bell, I jingle all the way.
And that, my friends, is a beautiful reminder. May your Christmas be bright. And it is also the end.
Yeah.